And we all have wild dreams.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But this was so over the top. And this has never happened to me before. I'm 41. Never happened before. I screamed out to the point where Tracy had to hit me in my back numerous times because I scared the dog, the cat. They went flying off the bed. She thought I was going to wake Macy up.
You were screaming in your
screaming.
Sleep?
Screaming.
Oh, man.
I want to make sure I explain it so it makes sense to everybody.
Okay.
The dream and reality were one and the same.
Okay.
So I was in my bedroom, my actual bedroom.
In your dream.
In my dream and in reality.
Okay.
And I was trying to communicate with Tracy, but you ever had it in your dreams where you can't
talk or walk?
Or when you talk, it comes along.
Yeah.
Or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, something weird happens.
It comes along. So it was taking all of my might to communicate words and things and names that this ghost wanted me to make sure that she heard.
Okay? A ghost came to you in your dream?
It gets weirder.
Okay. I'm like getting chills. I don't like this.
And in my dream, which we, again, in my dream, we were in my bedroom where I actually was in reality.
Right.
The ghost, this person named Spicer.
Spicer.
And I'll never forget this.
Spicer. Okay.
And remember that because it's going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted me to make sure I brought Tracy into our living room, which I did in the dream.
In the dream.
And Tracy, once we get out there, tells me, you know how you've both, have you been in my house?
No, I have not.
You have.
Yeah.
It's a tri-level. So like when you're up on the top, you can look down and see the kitchen. You can also somewhat see the basement.
Right.
Okay.
The lower level.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Tracy says, do you see that man once we get out into the living room?
Okay.
And I said, no. Because I was like, you know, when somebody tells you, you're like scared.
Yeah.
I just looked over the edge and I looked down near the basement and didn't see anything. She said, no, by the door.
By the
door. And there was a, look at him.
Okay, by the, which
by
door?
By my front door.
Okay.
There was a dark male figure.
Okay.
That I could make out.
Just like a
just
shadowy?
The shape.
Okay.
Shadow, but no face, feet, dark. Are you ready?
Okay.
So I'm screaming out. Tracy wakes me up and she says, what happened? What's going on? It was like so over the top, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I try to explain to her this crazy dream. And she says, well, you were plain as day, said the name Spicer. It's like, it's almost like you pulled Freddy Krueger out of your dream.
That's so
weird,
yeah.
Yes. Okay. And I said, oh my gosh, that's the guy's name. And I can still see this guy. Visions of him in my head, but I, you know what I mean? But like, cause I, he was coming to me and talking to me and trying to, wanted me to communicate things to Tracy.
Okay. But this wasn't the dark, he didn't know it wasn't the dark figure.
I don't know. He could have, but see, I saw this man, but
okay.
But again, it was just an older man's face.
But Spicer drawing. Wanted you to bring Tracy to the living room.
And he also wanted me to communicate. So I'm doing all this, you know, cause I'm
trying
you know,
to
dream.
Talk.
Right. Tracy goes, oh my gosh. Cause I told her the same thing I told you is about, you know, what was happening, you know, that I couldn't, the lines between reality and dream were so blurred.
Yeah.
She said, you'll never believe what happened last night. She fell asleep out on the couch last night.
Okay.
She said, a dark shadowy man. I dreamt about a dark shadowy man last night.
Are you joking?
No. So Tracy's got the chill bumps from her legs to her head. I didn't want to get out of bed this morning to even hit my alarm clock was going off and I wouldn't get out of my bed to stop the phone. I was so scared. We both were. And then I have to be the one to get up, let the dog out, and then go shower. And I'm trying to get her to coax her into coming down to like
hang
out
with
me in the basement and shower because I'm terrified.
Yeah.
You guys haven't heard the best part where the chill bumps are coming from.
I've got chill bumps and I'm scared. So hurry up.
She said, as you were lashing out in your dream, because before I screamed, I was talking plain as day, saying Spicer and all these things and moaning. I sounded like her dad. Was that dark, shadowy figure? Was that her dad trying to communicate with her?